In Chapter 20, I noted that the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, was a new initiative designed to bring EU data protection law into the 21st century to ensure data protection law was equipped to deal with the modern internet, smartphones, social media platforms, and major data corporations such as Google and Facebook. Also, I noted its role was to correct the divergent interpretation found in EU data protection law, both in the implementing legislation and by domestic courts. As I noted, an almost final version of the text was finally agreed in December 2016, with the successful conclusion of 6 months of trialogue negotiations between the European Commission, the European Parliament, and the Council of the European Union. I said in the chapter that it seemed likely the regulation would not be adopted by Parliament until late spring, early summer 2016, meaning that the regulation will enter into force into late spring, early summer 2018. The regulation was finally adopted as Regulation EU 2016-679 on the 27th of April 2016 and will come into force on the 25th of May 2018. When the GDPR comes into force on that date, all organisations that process potentially identifiable information of EU residents will be required to abide by a number of provisions or to face significant penalties. Under the regulation, much higher penalties than under the previous Data Protection Act are put in place, and organisations can be fined up to 4% of their annual global turnover, that's turnover not profit, or up to 20 million euros, whichever is greater. Fines of this scale could very easily lead to business insolvency and in some cases closure. Data breaches are commonplace, an increase in scale and severity. As Verizon's 2016 Data Breach Investigations report reaffirms, no local industry or organisation is bulletproof when it comes to the compromises of their data, so it is vital that all organisations are aware of their new obligations so that they can prepare accordingly. The GDPR introduces a number of key changes for organisations. If a business is not within the EU, they will still have to comply with the regulation. Non-EU organisations that do business in the EU with EU data subjects' personal data should prepare to comply with the regulation. Those providing products or services to EU customers or processing their data may have to face a long-arm provision of the law if an incident is reported. The definition of personal data is broader, bringing more data into the regulated perimeter. Data privacy encompasses other factors that could be used to identify an individual, such as their genetic, mental, economic, cultural, or social identity. Companies are also required to take measures to reduce the amount of personally identifiable information they store and to ensure they do not store it for longer than is necessary. Consent will be required to process children's data. Parental consent will be required for the processing of personal data of any child under the age of 16. EU member states may lower the age requiring parental consent to 13. There are changes to the rules for obtaining valid consent. The consent document should be laid out in simple terms. Silence or inactivity should not be taken to constitute consent. Clear and affirmative consent to the processing of private data must be provided. The appointment of a data protection officer will be mandatory for certain companies. Under Article 35, data protection officers must be appointed for all public authorities. In addition, they will be required when the core activities of the controller or the processor involve regular and systemic monitoring of data subjects on a large scale, or where the entity conducts large-scale processing of special categories of personal data. Firms whose core business activities are not data processing may be exempt from this obligation. The GDPR does not specify credentials necessary for data protection officers, but does require that they have expert knowledge of data protection law and practices. There is the introduction of a mandatory privacy risk impact assessment. A risk-based approach must be adopted before undertaking higher-risk data processing activities. Data controllers will be required to conduct privacy impact assessments where privacy breach risks are high to analyse and minimise the risks to the data subjects. There are new data breach notifications. Data controllers will be required to report data breaches to their data protection authority unless it is unlikely to represent a risk to the rights and freedoms of the data subjects in question. The notice must be made within 72 hours of data controllers becoming aware of the breach, unless there are exceptional circumstances which will have to be justified. Where the risk to individuals is high, then the data subjects must be notified, although a specific timetable for that is not specified by the regulation. Regular supply chain reviews and audits are required to ensure they're fit for purpose under the new regime. Data subjects will have a right to be forgotten. The regulation provides clear guidelines about the circumstances under which this can be exercised. The international transfer of data means that processors and data controllers should be aware of the risks of transferring to countries that are not part of the EU. Non-EU controllers may need to appoint representatives within the EU. Data processors will have direct legal obligations and responsibilities, which means that processors can be held liable for data breaches. Contractual arrangements will need to be updated, stipulating any responsibilities and liabilities between the controller and the processor. Parties will need to document their data responsibilities clearly and to deal with any increased risk levels that may impact. Data portability allows a user to request a copy of personal data in a format usable by them and electronically transmissible to another processing system. This should allow them, for example, if they wished to port their data out of Facebook to another social media provider, as an example. The GDPR contains requirements that systems and processes must consider compliance with the principles of data protection. This is what is called privacy by design, and is in that privacy is within the service or product itself and is taken account of not only at the point of a delivery, but from the inception of the product or the service. There is also a requirement that controllers should only collect data necessary to fulfil specific purposes, discarding it when it is no longer required to protect the data subject. Finally, a new one-stop shop for businesses means that firms will only have to deal with a single supervisory authority, not one for each of the EU's 28 member states, making it simpler and cheaper for companies to do business in the EU.